Hey teacher, before we start today's episode, I wanted to let you know about my free webinar happening on the 9th of May. If you've been struggling to promote yourself, if you feel like you still have to chase clients and find them, and it's been a struggle and you can't find your own consistency on social media, then this webinar is for you. It's called How to Become a Booked Out Language Teacher, and I'm going to teach you in a very simple way what marketing actually is about and how to create your own way of being consistent and visible so that clients find you and you don't have to chase them. I hope you will come and hope to see you there. The link to sign up is in my show notes. It's completely free. So literally a no-brainer. See you there.
Hi, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there is literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world, because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Get Richer Teacher. And today, as per many requests, we're talking about whether it's worth working for or teaching on the online platforms, Preply, iTalki, Cambly, and all the others. So the first thing I wanted to say is that I'm not surprised at all that a lot of teachers start by working at the platforms, because the most painful, the most annoying bit of working for yourself is being removed when you work for a platform. You don't actually actively have to look for a client. You advertise yourself there and they find you. So it's like, in theory, wow, it's like the best deal ever. And I think that's what the creators of the platforms notice, that the biggest pain of teachers is not being able to find their own clients because they don't know how to, they are not being taught how to, and it just seems like this scary big project of having to have a big audience of social media. They just find it way too overwhelming. So signing up with a platform just seems like a solution to that pain. So, you know, in a way, platforms are actually a great product because they sell people a solution to a really big pain point. And they also realize that there are so many people who look for classes, and it would be nice to open a marketplace like this where they can find whatever they want in whatever subject they want. Very often those platforms offer listing teachers who teach all sorts of different subjects, tutoring as well. So, you know, again, theoretically, it seems like such a win-win situation. And maybe it was at the beginning. But unfortunately, lots of people don't realize that there are so many problems, so many things that are not as attractive once you start doing it, once you start working it on a platform. So the first thing is that I'm not saying that nobody can become successful and make a good living out of teaching on a platform. Absolutely not, because I know people who did. However, there is always someone who is controlling how much you're going to make. There is always the middleman that takes a little bit of your earnings, and it depends from a platform to a platform. It varies from a few percent to even 40%. So it's just that kind of awareness that you're not just making your own money. You also have to pay the platform for being there. So very often the platforms are advertised as a free solution for teachers to promote their services, to market themselves. But at the end of the day, you're paying for it by paying a certain percentage of your income, of even your hourly rate. So it then becomes very problematic when teachers go in there, market themselves, and have the same money mindset issues that they've always had and charge very little for their lessons. Because if teachers don't know that they should be charging so that the thing, that the platform is being covered as well, and they don't have to suffer by paying it out of their own pocket, then the situation can become really, really tricky very soon. Because unfortunately, what I see, and that is becoming harder and harder the more popular the platforms become, that pricing on those platforms is a race to the bottom. Because people do not care, absolutely do not care what makes you a special teacher. They usually choose teachers who are on the top of some leader board, so that are the most popular. So maybe they've been there for the longest, which probably means that they've worked their ass off to get to that top. And all the rest of the people who are less visible, they have to compete by the price. There is no other way. Because people who come to the platform, they don't look for a special teacher. They look for a teacher. So I find it very disturbing, to be honest, because it literally is against everything that I value. I personally think that the biggest problem is that teachers don't openly talk about their brilliance, that they don't authentically share their gifts with the world. And on a platform, I would say that it even encouraged to actually hide who you are. That again, it by signing up to a platform, you're actually again are being encouraged to prove that you're someone that you're not. Because I can imagine that by proving that you can do more things, so for example, you specialize in IELTS and in business English and in teaching kids, you can appear in more searches. So a lot of people are going to go for that. Again, I'm not saying everybody. A lot of people are probably aware and specialize in something, find a niche or whatever. But for a lot of people, it's going to be the same situation as it is in any language school, where we have to prove as much of expertise as we can, teaching all sorts of people of different ages, different me, and charging very little. Because again, people don't care there what you've got. Yes, they will care about reviews and things like that. Absolutely. It's not all bad. Absolutely not. But the general tendency is a race to the bottom. So again, it doesn't surprise me that teachers who even got some success on the platform, they were able to make a living out of it, that they soon realize that in order to make a good living, they would have to teach literally around the clock, that they would have to fill their schedules to the brim, so that there is no time left for anything else. And you know, the platform makes them believe that, yeah, you just need to be on the platform. You just need to do more lessons. So you go up in that kind of, you know, leaderboard of some sort. It's going to look different depending on the platform. So it literally perpetuates burnout. It is possible to make some money because, you know, the fact that you are in the platform, in the marketplace, means that people can find you there. But again, I don't think it's enough to feel safe about finding clients. Because if you want to have a sustainable business where you don't have to work 8-9 hours a day, because I know teachers who work for the platforms and that literally is their reality, because they can't raise their prices. They are forced to work within the rules that the platform kind of forces them to obey, which is the lower your price, the better. And the more you work, the better, because then you go up the ladder. I find it extremely toxic. And another thing is that I don't think a lot of teachers realize is that those platforms don't really care what you do. As long as you pay the commission from what you earn as a teacher, that's it. And then not to even mention the horror stories that I see on Facebook groups all the time. People having their accounts blocked. People being kicked out of the platform because of one bad review. Literally, I don't think it's just like this illusion of safety. So what I notice is that many more people now come to me for support in, okay, I don't have an audience. I don't have people that I found myself privately. I only have clients that come from the platform. But I want to, because I'm noticing it's not sustainable. It's not something that I want to keep doing, because I am running out of energy. I'm running out of power. And I say to them, as long as you're determined and that you believe that it can work out for you when you're outside the platform, you can absolutely do it. So I'm not going to lie. I think starting on the platform and doing a little bit of work there is not a bad idea. Like, I have a lot of clients who actually, when they come to me, they are still working for the platform and we help them transition. And sometimes that transition takes a little bit of time. It might even take a year. So they are not able to give up the hours that keep coming in from the platform for some time, but building a sustainable, solid foundation of an audience, of an email list, of people who are interested in their services outside the platform, eventually allows them to move on. One thing that I wanted to say here, I think that there are people still in my world and that I've definitely spoken to who find it hard, even when they have noticed that things are working out for them in that kind of like private part of their business rather than the platform, they are too afraid to let go of the platform. But I think that they may end up in a situation where being still on the platform is blocking their growth. It's blocking that kind of business side of their business, the private side of their business, and the thing that they built by themselves is not being allowed to thrive because of the teacher still holding on tight to the platform. So if you're one of those teachers who is still kind of transitioning and it's taking a long time, I want you to reflect on it. Is it possible that you could go all in and just say goodbye to the platform, no matter how scary it is, because it will be scary? But can you see, rather than asking yourself, what if this doesn't work out, this, you know, private side of your business, what if it doesn't work out? I ask yourself, what if it does? What if the only way holding you back is still teaching for the platform? What if the only way that is not allowing you to see your own brilliance is the fact that you're still selling your time for whoever wants it on the platform? What if that is the biggest problem? And I just wanted to say it out loud because I've seen people who are in that situation, and I just want to give them a little bit of food for thought. So I don't want to demonize the platforms, because I think they fill the gap in the market. They've done something positive. They have allowed teachers to kind of start being independent. But let's be honest, at some point, teachers also need to realize that it's not full independence, that it's still being very much reliant on a platform that can get shut down, that can shut down your profile, that is not allowing you to have access to your own leads, to your own people that you kind of like, you know, they're still their customers, not yours. They are the middleman. You are like a worker for an agency where you're being hired to do work. It just all happens online and automatically. So it feels less, you know, less like somebody is involved, but they are very much the person in between you and the client. And I dare say that those clients are not there for the platform or for what the platform offers. Those clients are there for you. So the sooner you realize that you've got enough potential and you've got enough brilliance and ideas and you've got enough trust from people who have worked for you, maybe even in the platform before, that your own independent thing can work out. So go for it. If you want to try working on a platform, absolutely do it. It's the same as I say to people who work in language schools. I don't think it's a bad idea. Like, a lot of people need to get their skin in the game, get a little bit of it more experience. Just, you know, it might be a useful experience, but holding on to it for too long and not realizing that it is stalling your growth, your potential, and that there is always someone, a company that basically is in between you and your clients and potentially also your bigger picture success, then I think that's where the problem begins. So I hope this has given you some food for thought. I genuinely believe that if you're ready, and especially if you're already starting to feel burnt out by the platform, that you can do it on your own. And by the way, going solo, going independent and leaving the platform does not mean that you suddenly have to have a massive audience on Instagram and, you know, it's going to take ages. Absolutely no. My approach is actually the easy one because I understand your pain. Your pain is that you find it scary to find clients. So that's why you're still in the kind of safety net of the platform. And you think it's just such a big endeavor to find your own clients on your own, completely being independent. I want to show you that it's not, that it does require some strategy, but it does not mean tons of effort that you have to, and tons of time either. If you ask me for a time frame, I think if you start moving away from the platform, you can get your own independent clients within 2 or 3 months if you do it strategically. If you never try, you will never know. If you never try, you will always be confined by what the rules on the platforms are. You cannot build packages that are fully yours because you will always be at the mercy of what people on the platform want. And they usually want what's the cheapest. And that is sad because I don't think you should be selling your brilliance for the cheapest. I think you should be selling your brilliance for how much it is worth. It's usually priceless. But there is definitely higher prices that there are people who will be willing to pay, and you deserve to have freedom to decide how you work, how long your working hours are, and who you work with. You shouldn't be at the mercy of somebody else's business idea. And I'm going to leave you with that. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if that pulled at a heartstring. Let me know if you are willing to leave a platform, if you left a platform, if you have any questions. I would love to have a discussion with you. So please feel free to reach out. And otherwise, that's it for today. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it, and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.